Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Barbershop Talk Radio. I'm your host, Young Slim.
And I'm Kim.
Today we are going over to... We're like, just exit out of it.
No, just...
Put her in there.
They'll shut the show up.
We've got no food. We've got no jobs.
Our pets. Heads are falling off.
Where's the booze? I got robbed by a sweet old lady on a motorized cart. I didn't even see it. Gun. Hey! Yeah, Dan? Do you have any more of that gum? That's none of your damn business, and I'll thank you to stay out of my personal affairs.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
You guys give up, or you're thirsty for more?
All right. Now on YouTube. Now, welcome to another episode of Barbershop Talk Radio. I'm your host, Young Slim.
I'm Kim.
Today is...
14th. We're a day late. We're supposed to do it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going over the week one games of the All-Star Touch Football League. We're doing
okay.
Week one recap and week two predictions.
Send the join out?
Yep, I sent it to everybody. Whoever wants to click on the link in the chat.
Or you can call in.
Yeah, we got the radio going. 566-999-3649. You can connect live. All right, so let's get it started. So week one, it was, I don't know, Bill and Eric runs the Facebook page. Eric and Bill had two totally different scores. So I'm going to...
Hold on. Time out. Eric texted me and said, if you do a show, use the scores from Facebook.
Okay, I figured that. That was the first one I wrote down because then somebody told me that before. I always use Eric. All right, so let's cross this off. We don't need Bills. I wrote them both down just in case.
Mm-hmm.
So Steel City beat the Panthers 45-20.
Well, let's applaud. Let's applaud Steel City.
Yep.
A long time. And the fact that they don't got money is a little different, I'm sure.
Panthers
but...
are no chump either.
Not having money is a little different, but for them.
It's not the Panthers are not a chump. They're not. I'm sure they weren't out there dominating the field.
I'm sure they did. They put up 45 points.
I'm sure the Panthers gave them a tough game. You know how they are. Like, they probably just had trouble scoring. You know, Ralph's coming back. He sat out a season.
What'd you say?
Ralph sat out a season, so he's got to warm up his pitching arm.
But you said the Panthers were tough.
Yeah, they always play tough.
I'm sure they were.
Yeah, they always play tough.
But I don't know. I just think Steel City's a little bit too much for them. That's all. It's a little bit too much for them.
I wasn't sure how Steel City was even going to be without money. Because that was...
You know how they are without money? 45 points good without money.
45 points better without them. They never put up 45 points with money out there.
Well, you know, it is what it is. So it's cool. So
they're starting out good week one. Rock Bottom beat the Sloths 28-7.
Let's applaud Rock Bottom.
Looking up on a small
feet. Slapping ass with both hands, hitting it from the back.
Had to let them know who's boss early. Make sure they don't forget that.
I don't know. I didn't see any of that game, so I don't know what that was about. But, I mean, the score says it all, I guess.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure it was a shutout. Let's see. Let's see what Eric put on Facebook. I don't know if it was a...
clearly slapping ass with both hands.
Yeah. I don't know if it was a...
I slap ass with both hands.
When you're up by so many points that they stop the game.
Mercy rule.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm assuming.
I'm sure that was it. That's what it was. I sure was that what it was. All
right, so Eric said, Rock Bottom cruises to easy win.
Slap ass with both hands.
Winners get touchdowns from Sass, who had two,
mm-hmm.
Reed, and Korea. I don't know if I'm saying that right. K-A-R-E-H-A. DB's Ike had an interception, and Lear Biddle led a smothering defense. Sean Thomas contributed the lone touchdown for the Sloths.
Well, let's applaud both competitors, but let's applaud Rock Bottom once again.
That was a little pathetic after we know Rock Bottom. Sean scored a touchdown for the Sloths.
No shame in that. They won.
They won. They lost to inferior competition. I mean, if the Sloths would have beat
Rock Bottom,
is
better than the Sloths, yes,
yeah,
clearly.
I would have been shocked if Sloths would have beat Rock Bottom, truthfully.
I wouldn't believe it.
The only way
they would have beat
even with
Rock Bottom if Tyree
squad.
Wasn't there and Ike had the flu.
And Eric was playing quarterback?
Eric was playing quarterback and
Sass
and the rest of them didn't show up. They didn't show up. Like,
come.
Yeah. That's the only way that would have happened, so.
All right, For the Win beat the Goonies 13-8.
Let's applaud For the Win. Four down win.
QB Nick runs in the game-winning touchdown in the fourth quarter to pull out the win. Goonies bring the strong defense they displayed in the spring league into game one of fall. Remember, we did an interview with them, and they like refused to tell us what kind of defense they played.
It doesn't matter.
It was
matter.
Like a big secret.
I don't. It wasn't a secret. It just doesn't matter. They got quarterback issues.
Right.
The redheaded kid, I can't fucking remember his name.
Owen.
I don't think that was Owen. I think it was Owen's brother, though. But he played fairly well. I mean, for making this, I guess, I'm assuming that's his first start as a quarterback.
Oh, he's playing quarterback now? Cam?
They did okay. They had a chance. He had him in position to win the game. And as a quarterback, that's all you can do. So, I mean, that's all they could have did. It was 13-8. It was a one-score game. He played as well as he could. Let's applaud him, man. Let's applaud both teams. But
if he's never played quarterback before, definitely do both teams.
You got to make easier, quick throws. Like, but I don't know. I'm not a quarterback, so I'm just letting them know.
Back-to-back C champions going for another – they going for a dynasty this season?
I don't know. Well, we got them this week, so I'm not even going to say much. But the back-to-back C champions get out
to a
good start. They won their game. That's all they were supposed to do.
Jeff
it wasn't
Kirby's
pretty.
Jeff Kirby has to prove that he deserves to be lower on his
higher
list.
Higher.
Thinks he should be in the top 10.
I think he was 11. And, you know, I've seen a couple bad snaps out there, but, you know, whatever.
We'll see.
You know, they were practicing, you know.
Oh, yeah, it's true. They were practicing, summer.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. Man. Shit happens. I'm just saying, good game to For the Win. They won the game. That's the objective. It was a good game.
Keep up the good work. No. Good.
Also a good game for the Goonies.
Who is
you know,
technically
they can build
a new
off
team,
of that loss.
Like, they're part of
no,
the
they're
new
just,
breed.
No, they are the new breed.
Okay.
That's the new breed. That's what's left of the new breed.
So it's the young
that
dude.
Wasn't handpicked
okay.
by
Hayes.
Scott.
Yeah. So,
Scott and Hayes.
This is all know. Hayes' young boys.
Yeah, and they weren't they're like, we're not surrendering our spots. We'll just go our own way.
Okay.
And that's basically what they did. And we're gonna keep our own team. And you know what? Let's applaud them. Good
whoever the quarterback is, I don't know if he has experience or not. But
it's Owen's brother.
It's tough.
Or is it Owen?
It's tough.
Owen's
you
brother.
You know how it is on the sideline. Like, oh, come on. I can do that. But then when you get out there and you realize it's not as easy as everyone says it is.
Quarterback is the hardest position in the world. You know, so.
All right, so.
Even in this league, it's tough.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, this is a quarterback league, so you're kind of in control of everything that's going on. You have to know everything that's going on the field. Plus, watch the rushers coming in your face. It's a lot. It's a lot to take
plus,
in.
Keep your eyes down the field to make a throw.
Yes.
And just controlling the team.
To
it's just tough. It's tough. So not everybody can do it.
No.
So I just applaud him.
Yeah.
So let's go. Next show.
Hey, he scored a touchdown. So,
yeah.
So
it was a good throw, too. He scrambled and he threw it to his guy, and he got the extra point as well. And I'm like, wow, what the fuck's going on here? And then they just completely – after that, it was just like their defense hung in there.
They just couldn't score anymore.
They just couldn't score. They couldn't move the ball at all. And the only reason they got that shit off is because 41 didn't punt the ball.
And that's
gave them a short field, and they scored.
So is that saying that 41 has a good defense, or just they just weren't playing good on offense?
I don't know.
They got to figure out their missing links on offense. They'll get it.
I don't know.
They'll get it.
I don't know.
All right, so the usual suspects, which is now Scott and Hayes and Money's team,
yeah,
beat the Ravagers 18-7.
Yep, let's applaud them.
Old Ravagers, new quarterback, old faces on the Ravagers. All right, it says rookie wide receiver Jasmyr scores 3 touchdowns in his league debut, including a leaping catch in the corner to seal the victory. Aaron T. scored all 7 points for the Ravagers and contributed an interception on defense,
mm-hmm,
although in a losing effort.
Yep. Aaron was balling out, man. Let's support Aaron, man.
Way to go, Jasmyr.
And Jasmyr. 3 touchdowns for all the I didn't even realize that. That was okay. Okay.
See, the guy that came up at the end was like they made a big mistake.
No. That was Hayes.
Okay.
Talking about
get rid of Scott. Yeah.
But I don't think they got rid of Scott. I think Scott made that decision.
I think
there was other people, not the guys that are still in the Ravagers. They had nothing. I you know what? It's none of my business. Let's
stay out of it. But Scott did make the decision on his own because he didn't even finish out the season.
But good anyway. Shit. Congratulations. Let's applaud Scott, man. He looked happy. He was smiling
good job.
And shit.
Way to go, Jasmyr. Way to go, Scott. Performance Lab put a whooping on the Bulldogs, 36-14.
Mm.
It says, Bulldogs and their new QB jumped up to 14-0 right away. But Gross led the offense to 36.
I guess that's supposed to be Grasso.
I don't know if it's – I don't know.
Right.
That's why I kind of just left it. I don't know if it's Gross or Grasso.
All right.
So whoever the quarterback –
we're assuming.
Performance Labs quarterback led the offense to 36 unanswered and a win going away. Wide receiver Julian scored a late touchdown with an impressive catch and better Gronk-like spike.
Okay. Let's applaud Performance Lab. Bulldogs jumped out 14-0.
Right away.
14-0. Like, they're probably like, we can do this.
Yeah.
We can do it. You can do it.
You've been in those games where you're up 14-0 and you think you kind of relax a little bit.
These guys are marks.
Yeah, we got a big enough lead. We got this game. No, 14 points is not enough.
Probably like slamming you like, it's over.
14 points is not enough. What do you think? 28 points.
It's
might
tough.
Not even be enough.
With a whole game to go, none of that shit's like. It depends on how good the quarterback is.
If you now
they're
you're
probably like, they were probably like, it's over, we got them, guys.
Yeah, they
high five, turtle power.
We're not winning this season. Now, if they were up 14-0 going into the second half, then they maybe stood a chance. But
they're probably celebrating already, like, we got this, guys.
Yep.
We can do it.
They're going to come out with new uniforms and a whole new look, a new name next week. So,
I don't know why I said turtle power. Turtle power! They probably thought they had this shit in a bag. Like, it's over.
You know they definitely did.
We got it.
You know they definitely did. And as soon as Performance Lab started stomping.
And here they come, like, started fucking like, we're not letting this one go.
They're probably out there like just all defeated with their head down. Like, damn,
like,
we blew it.
Control this game.
We blew it. We had it. We had it. We had the win.
Wow, 14-0 is a big. That's a big lead to lose.
You know, that's the best they've done so far from
good
last
them.
Season.
Good
so.
For them. Good for them.
I guess Performance Lab too. Like,
good for them. Good for them. Let's applaud the Bulldogs.
The fact that they were even able to put up 14 points. That's but they had a lot of issues last season, so. I hope it looks like they turned it around this season.
I wouldn't go that far. I mean, they were more competitive, but
yeah.
They fought hard.
Yeah.
And they lost. But, you know, performance lab ain't no joke.
No, they're not. That's what I say. For them to put up 14 points, that's, you know.
Good for them.
All right. So Google Painting, which is the newly formed Ballhawks without Tom Grass.
Yes, 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 yes.
The barely washed ex-Ravagers, 15 of 14.
Hold on. This is for barely washed. This is for barely washed. They get the whole Charlie Murphy there. They get the whole Charlie Murphy. Let's applaud Google Painting, man.
So Eric doesn't really have much to say on this one. Google and new quarterback pull out the victory with a late touchdown pass and game-winning extra point by Dimitri A. Quarterback Alec tosses two touchdowns in the loss.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Right.
Congratulations to Google Payne and a.k.a. the Ballhawks. If anybody didn't know that.
Ballhawks without Tom Grass, I guess.
That's the Ballhawks. For the most part, without Tom Grass.
You know, that makes sense, because when we were doing the rushers, I messaged him on Facebook. He never answered that.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess he already knew he wasn't playing the season. All right.
So
Charlie Murphy, this one. Camden beat the Prospects 34-6.
Do you get the Charlie Murphy?
They get the Charlie Murphy.
Why?
I don't know.
Why do you think they deserve the Charlie Murphy?
34-6?
I mean, you didn't want to give the Panthers to Charlie Murphy.
No, because they put up 20 points.
Listen, I'm not giving them the Charlie
Murphy.
They don't deserve the Charlie
Prospects,
Murphy.
They got a new quarterback.
They fought.
And he was out there flexing as receiver. You know, he tried to make sure that we remembered he was a receiver because he wants to make the list.
It the problem.
All right, we won't give him Charlie Murphy. Applaud him.
I applaud the guts. I mean, they rocked out. It was a close game in the beginning of the game. And then once
and he said Bam played the best game you ever seen.
Oh, God, yes, yes, yes. Let's applaud him.
Quarterback, he didn't play
defense. No defense. That's the best game I've seen Bam play in a while. Played well. It's just like, listen, the Prospects lost it once.
You gotta remember,
there's no shame in it. Like, Camden was just tough.
They got a new quarterback. They gotta get used to K-Sizzle and the way he does things. And,
yeah, K-Sizzle.
You know, they gotta get
K-Sizzle,
their chemistry down.
K-Sizzle was, like, you can feel like he was feeling his way around the game. So, like,
He threw his couple nice
they were, they were, they were, they were in it, man, because he was definitely throwing mustard out there, man.
Round of applause for, who was it, Greg Dick just scored their touchdown, the Prospects touchdown.
Yeah. Greg scored
Dick
a touchdown.
Got their touchdown.
And but I mean, Camden fucking scored a bunch of them.
Like, Magic Drip said, "What happened yesterday? Yesterday with the stream when you were on?"
Nothing.
Technical difficulties.
Yeah.
I guess. He just wanted to put something out, but then I don't know.
I was like, fuck it. Yeah. But.
So we're doing it today. I know we're day late, but we're doing it. The Braves had a bye.
Nah, but back to the prospects. K-Sizzle, I don't know. I don't even know what to say about that. Like, K-Sizzle was just...
This is Owen.
He's doing okay.
This is Owen.
Oh, okay.
From the Goonies.
Owen, he ain't on the Goonies. Owen, you're not on the Goonies, right?
Yeah.
You're on... No, I think Owen's on Usual Suspects. I think his brother. What's your brother's name, bro? I know you guys are brothers, right?
Oh, what? One plays on one team.
What's your brother's name, the quarterback for the Goonies?
Cam.
I don't know. But back to K-Sizzle. K-Sizzle was rocking out, man. Like,
I saw some nice things.
It just felt like Camden just had too much.
He said, now Cam. I stayed with Q on Usual Suspects. Cam.
Okay.
The boy that's always coming up to you. Hey, I recorded some video. You want me to send it to you?
Yeah. That's he was a quarterback.
I applaud him. Like, I don't know. It's hard to step up and even try to do it for your team. Is I don't know if he's the permanent quarterback or not, but.
I mean, whatever. They only lost by one score, but they had a better chance. They could have won that game. Like I was saying, K-Sizzle played okay. I mean, like.
But that's the thing. Like, we all know. K-Sizzle was tough.
K-Sizzle was no joke.
Bombs away. There's a couple times when I was watching the video that it just looked like K-Sizzle just kind of like, everyone run. Like, he just had all the.
Go deep.
I don't even think he gave them routes. Like, everybody just go deep, and I feel like he just tossed it up.
Nah, he made some throws earlier in the game.
Because when I was watching some of the footage, I'm like, man, I didn't even think that person was going to catch the ball.
I know. Manny made some good – yeah, let's applaud Manny, man. Like,
he did. You know, I apologize to him.
Favorite season.
I'm like, the last two seasons.
All right, Manny, you had a good game this game.
Let's see how many show
you
up
can't
for.
Show up the last week and say I belong on the list.
Yeah.
You got to play the whole season, bro.
And when you show up the two games a season, it don't count. And the two games you showed up last season and the two games you showed up the season before that, you're playing quarterback. So
yeah.
We kind of totally forgot.
Oh, my God. Yo, I got to give Larry a shout-out, yo. Larry played his ass off at Russia.
Yeah, you know,
Larry did well.
You guys said he was like the
– I said
he's so he's doing good at Russia.
Yes. He might have got screwed out of a sack or two, but he played well.
You know, usually everyone has something to say about Larry's Russian.
He played well. He was the bright spot on defense for them. And then, you know, and then I would say Manny was the bright spot on offense for them. But, you know.
See, that's what they miss. When they don't have a quarterback and they have to take Manny from wide receiver and put him as the quarterback, because they don't have any other decent wide receiver. They have
what's his name? D-Mac. D-Mac was out there rocking.
He shows up, though.
But there's a dude. There's a dude that had a Stallions jersey on. I don't know his name. He had dreads.
I saw him.
Man. Yes. He was on Camden. He was no joke.
Yeah.
Let's applaud him. I don't know his name. I got to get his name. But.
He'd be putting his heart in the blitz. Into blitzing, we scrimmaged them. Left my foot off.
Yeah. So they really are nothing to be.
Camden?
Yeah. Oh, and Jenna got Johnny too.
Oh yeah, Johnny Ebert is now in Camden. Surprise, surprise.
God, like I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, we all know it. I don't know what the big secret was.
I don't know either. Like, yeah, man.
Johnny
bullshit, man. But I mean, whatever. So we'll see. But Camden has a serious roster, and they definitely.
Patience, folks.
What's up? They're gonna be serious, man. They ain't no joke. That's all I got to say.
Now you know they struggled last year without Egan. And they did start off the season with Bam, but he could only play a couple seasons.
He could only play a couple games before his shoulder starts hurting.
But they got a quarterback. I feel like this is deja vu.
Until we see him,
yeah.
I'm not going to comment on it. I'm just saying, from what I've heard, they got a quarterback.
We'll see
what they got.
I can't judge him until he shows
without
up.
Without a quarterback, like if
it's going to be
they played. That game yesterday, without a quarterback technically, and they put up fucking 36 points. Come on.
Now Bam is a quarterback though.
Yeah,
you
know? I
know.
He fucking played well.
He's retired. He's just a retired quarterback, I guess.
Played well.
He had
shoulder
issues, but Bam he did last season. He got a good two or three games in, and then I guess his shoulder starts acting up. So we'll see. Hopefully
that arthritis starts kicking his ass.
Yeah. Oh, that's Bell.
That Ben Gay ain't working like it used to. Like, oh, I ain't playing today.
Can't do it. Can't win with him.
I want winners. Nah, but they're gonna be okay. They're gonna be okay.
Yeah.
That honestly, I didn't see Steel City play because I was watching the Goonies and 4-to-Win, because we played 4-to-Win. They put up the most points. I wish I could have watched it to see what, how they but the Panthers also put up 20 points.
Right.
So I mean, they still only lost by 25 points. I mean, it is.
I think they played rock bottom. Panthers played rock bottom week one last season. I believe rock bottom beat them 45-20.
No, it wasn't 45-20.
It was up there.
But it was a high scoring.
Panthers
it was.
Put up 20
points. Yeah, they did put up 20 points. They did. You're right. That was week one.
That was like their limit for last season, like 20-21.
And
they
then
really
Ralph,
go
and
over
then,
that.
And then Ralph fucking end up having to get whatever surgery he ended up having to get. So, and then, you know.
As long as he doesn't start throwing interceptions out there.
Ralph will be okay.
His arm began a little funky sometimes.
But listen. It was an awesome week. It was good to be back out there.
Unfortunately,
there was no upsets.
Yeah.
There was no upsets. I mean, for the most part, there were some things that might have been up for grabs.
Like
the Ravagers. Ravagers and Usual Suspects could have been a game up for grabs.
Wonderland and Goonies.
Google Pain and Barely Washed was up for grabs, but I think 4-to-Win.
Well, you said the Goonies had a shot to win at one point.
They did, but going into that game, I thought 4-to-Win was going to smack them.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, 4-to-Win fooled everybody last season.
I mean,
so they
were the back seat champions. Yeah.
They fooled us all last season, you know.
But I'm not going to say nothing about them.
They had us wondering what the hell they were doing because they were
4-2.
Making their way up in the rankings, faster, faster.
Yeah, yep. So, but we played them this week, so I'm not gonna go
we'll
too deep in on them.
Week.
Yeah, we'll talk
it's
about
40
it afterwards.
40-20, close.
Oh, it was 40-20.
40-20.
Against okay,
but
so
that's their luck. That's the Panther lucky numbers, 20.
Yeah.
20.
Yeah, I mean, with Ralph back, they're going to win some games. They're not going to go winless.
No, they're
not going to go winless. They're not going to go winless.
Definitely not.
So we'll see.
I heard. They added a few players, so we'll see.
That's what this said.
They're playing Steel City like this start off.
I mean, that's a tough asking for anybody,
yeah.
But going into it, I thought it was going to be – it was kind of like a lopsided week, but I also thought that if anybody could win, I thought 4-to-1 was going to beat the Goonies, quick, flat out. So the Goonies obviously showed me something. And then I thought Performance Lab was going to smoke the Bulldogs, which they did eventually.
Yeah.
But the Bulldogs jumping out there 14-0 was an accomplishment in itself, even though they didn't win the game, but it's still something promising.
Hey, you know, there's something to be proud of.
Yeah.
You guys put up 14 points on a good team.
Yeah. Yeah.
A champion. So.
And Barely Washed and Google Payton, I thought that.
Barely Washed.
I thought Google Payton had Tom Graff.
Me too. I don't know. You said it was the Ball Hawks.
I didn't think Barely Washed was going to beat Google Payton when I thought they had Tom Graff. But once I didn't see Tom Graff out there, and I heard that Tom Graff wasn't out there, and then when I went and checked on the score, and I heard Tom Graff wasn't there, I'm like, oh wow, Barely Washed win this easily. But they still got Marty and the rest of the guys.
Does he look like Marty's brother and the rest of the guys' brother? Does their quarterback like bald and like the rest of the guys
like
on the
bald.
Team.
They're like the rest of the clones.
Because I think Tom Graff was the only one that stood out on the team. The rest of them all look the same. They're all bald, muscle heads.
Yeah, well, they're still muscle heads. But I thought Barely Washed was going to win that game, so I would have lost money if I was
really
a gambling man.
I would have picked Google Payton.
Well, I thought once in the beginning of the game, if I had a ticket and I realized that they didn't have Tom Graff, I would have took.
You would have gave it to Barely Washed
because of who they added. Not saying any
without
names.
Tom Graff.
Without Tom Graff.
Just being a new quarterback.
And for them to lose by one point, okay. But Google Payton ain't no joke. So.
And
plus the quarterback, I don't know where he's played at before. So I don't know if that was his first start ever. But they won the game, and that's all that counts, and that's all that matters. Sucks for Barely Washed. So it is what it is. Usual Suspects in the Ravagers.
You got the Ravagers. You're gonna win.
I think I was kind of low-key cheering for the Ravagers because I like to see...
But now we realize it's not the same Ravagers as last year. They're rebuilding.
Yeah.
They got a new quarterback who needs to learn the league. And
yeah. He definitely struggled. They got to
work their way up, back up, taking baby steps back up to the top.
Wait, are you kind of calling the Ravagers a baby team?
They are a baby team right now. And break him in.
They just got to get the quarterback to get his feet planted on the ground and relax. Relax.
He moves
relax.
Too much.
He holds the ball too long. He's like
scared.
Once he holds the ball to the rush, he just does what it's an inexperienced quarterback would do.
Yeah.
Like he holds the ball, but once he gets in the rhythm, like I see him make a couple throws. Like I'm like, oh shit, those are good throws.
So he can throw. Okay.
So I know he can do it. He just has to relax, make quicker decisions, and make easier routes for him to get rid of the ball.
Hopefully he'll get there.
And then Scott.
Scott always does his thing.
Scott did his thing. Scott's got weapons, money. Scott's got money. He's got that kid that scored the three touchdowns.
He's got Val.
I don't know if he's got Val. I don't know if he's got Val. Has he got you?
Val, are you on the usual suspects? We're hoping you'd come on and tell us what team you're playing for.
Yeah, so I don't know. I know there was a little riff-raff with that, but I don't know what's going on, so I'll let Val explain that or whatever he wants to do.
Owen said, I was rushing with a fracture in my knee.
Oh, okay. So why were you rushing if you got a fracture in your knee?
Right, why are you out there playing? You trying to break that fracture?
Are you trying to make that fracture a break?
Yeah. And then Val said Jasmir.
Jasmir. That was his name, Jasmir. He's the one scored their touchdowns for Usual Suspects. So
he said, yep, Team USA, U.S. So he's playing for Usual Suspects.
Okay.
All right, so
Val's on the Usual Suspects.
So Val is no longer part of Camden.
Let's applaud Val, man.
I don't even know if that sounds like coming out of my mouth.
Yeah, good shit, man.
Good for you. You got to do his best for you, and, you know, that's good for you. Good luck on Usual Suspects. You'll be a good
acquisition.
What it
sounds like, they got some talent on that team.
You'll be a good mesh. Like you'll mesh well with that team.
They got
and you
some
were
talent
practicing
team.
With them too, so you
got
already
know. They got some talent on that team. I mean.
Oh, and he knows Hayes and I.
Yeah. And money.
Okay.
Money number 10. Money number 10.
Owen said week one he's got to play, and then he said, You're officially with us, Val. It's about time. That's Owen, your rusher.
Oh, okay.
Val, like, it's about time. Because Val is practicing with him and stuff.
So, Owen, so what did you think of, they got some wins. They got some wins when you were on the New Breed.
What are you talking about?
He was going up against the Ravager Center, chubby dude. I don't know his name, but
They got a new center.
Yeah, Crawford.
Oh, yeah,
Crawford was there, but he wasn't playing. Both the Crawfords were there, but they weren't playing.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I thought Little Crawford was on Barely Watched.
So did I.
What's his name? G.
What? Little Crawford?
Yeah. Little Key or G?
Key. Yeah.
I thought Key was on Barely Watched. So neither the Crawfords are playing?
Neither the Crawfords are playing, but they're both there spectating.
I guess they didn't get a good enough offer.
I don't know.
He didn't get the right offer. He's out there filling it out like, hey.
Maybe he's acting like Johnny, trying to get on.
Yeah.
Maybe he's out there trying to get on It's a Secret, or and he's trying to get somebody to offer him whatever.
He said on the show he'd take his best offer. But I don't think he doesn't want to just play for any team, though. He said he would play for Scott. He said he would play for you. So, you know what I mean? I think he's looking for a specific offer, not just any. He'd rather sit out than just play.
I
want
to hear shit when he's starting to play center for Camden.
Yeah.
I don't want to play center. Fast goodbye. Get your ass in there and play motherfucking center, boy.
He can put his head down and start walking out. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Matter of fact, put this jersey on.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
You keep showing up and sitting on the sideline. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Nah, he played. All right, let's go over the games for next week.
Next week, 8:45, Steel City versus the Bulldogs.
I'm going Steel City. Lala, what the fuck are you doing?
When she jumps up like that, she's going to go out.
She better not fucking jump off.
No, she won't jump up. But when she comes running up like that, she's got to go.
Yeah.
All right, so Steel City,
Come on.
I don't think they're going to put up another 45 points, but
they might.
I guess the Bulldogs, they definitely could.
Come on, La.
They definitely could against the Bulldogs. I'm going to say Steel City by 21.
I got Steel City by...
She don't want this. She has to go out.
17.
She's like, forget you. I'm going outside.
I can't sit outside.
Dog wants to go out. All right. Performance Lab versus the Panthers. I got Performance Lab. I'm going to say Performance Lab by 10. I don't think it's going to... Panthers are going to put up at least 20 points.
Woo! That's a rough game. Give me Performance Lab. Give me Performance Lab by... you got Performance Lab by 10. Give me Performance Lab by... 17. That's my lucky number.
Yeah, Ralph was just dipped his toe in. He'll be back. He's coming. All right, so you got 17. So we got Goonies versus the Prospects. I might have to give it to the Prospects on this one. I'm going to say the Prospects by 7, though.
Give me the Prospects. Give me the Prospects by 8.
Braves versus 10 o'clock.
I'm not doing it.
Braves versus For the Win. We're not going to pick that one. Rock Bottom versus the Usual Suspects. So it's Tyree and them versus Val and Scott and Jasmir and Money. That might be a good matchup.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be a blowout.
Give me Rock Bottom by... Give me Rock Bottom by 17.
I'm going to say Rock Bottom by 8. I don't think it's. I think that's going to be a closer game than they think.
Give me Rock Bottom by 17.
Crawford said you might see Key out there playing before me. You're right. Fats is going to throw you on their team. You're going to be out there playing center, like you said. How come Key's not playing on Barely Washed? I thought he was on Barely Washed. That's what he said. Key, you might see Key out there playing before him.
Okay.
I bet you if people knew that Key was not playing on a team, he would have been on a team.
I doubt it, but okay.
No, you don't think so?
Nah. He rocks with his boys.
I know, but that's why I'm asking why he's not out there.
I mean, he's out there. He's out there supporting his boys.
Watching. He's not playing, though.
Supporting his posse.
All right. Barely Washed versus the Ravagers. I don't know if I want to pick this game. I'm like, pass. Can we make it even? An even spread?
To be honest with you, I want the Ravagers to win.
I want the Ravagers to win, too. But from what I've seen, I'm not so sure that they're going to. They got a little work to do.
It's
going to
be a close game.
Can we just make this
spread? It's going to be a close game.
Let's make it an even spread.
It's going to be a close game, man. It's going to be a close game. To me, I think it's going to be a close game.
I'm going to say Barely Washed by 3.
I'm going to say, because I would have took Barely Washed against Google Payton. Nah, and I would have took Google Payton.
And, you know, you said
that.
Because
I thought
Tom
Graff was playing.
They could beat the Ravagers this week.
They could. Give me the Ravagers by 2. Give me the Ravagers by 2.
Yeah, they're working out their kinks. Then we got Camden versus the Sloth. I get Camden by 25. Sorry, Sloths, but...
I'm going to go Camden by 17.
That's your number, huh?
Yeah.
17.
I'm going 17 all
and
around the
Google
world.
Google Painting has a bye. So, 8:45, we got Steel City versus the Bulldogs. Performance Lab versus the Panthers. Goonies versus the Prospects. 10 o'clock, Braves versus For the Win. Rock Bottom versus the Usual Suspects. Barely Washed versus the Ravagers. And 11:15, Camden versus the Sloths.
Yeah.
That's our week 2 games coming up this week.
Yeah. All right, let's do some power rankings real quick. I mean, it sucks right now because it is what it is. You already know what it is.
All right, well, we'll go over the offensive and defensive rankings. It's week 1, so, you know, it's not.
Well, just make sure you just keep us out of it.
Yeah, I put you on there. I have to put you on there.
We're out of it. Like, we didn't even play.
You're still on there.
We're novelty.
All right, so week 1 offensive rankings. I mean, it is what it is. But number one, Steel City with 45. Number two,
Performance Lab
with 36. Three, Camden with 34. Four, Rock Bottom with 28. Five is the Panthers with 20. Good. Six is the Usual Suspects with 18. Seven is Google Painting with 15. Number eight is Barely Washed with 14. Number nine is the Bulldogs with 14. 10 is the Goonies with 13. 11, For the Win with 8. 12, Ravagers with 7. 13, Sloths with 7. 14, Prospects with 6. And 15, Braves with 0. Didn't play, so you guys have 0 points. The week one rankings are kind of like obsolete, actually,
yeah.
But it gets better as it goes on.
Yeah.
All right, so week one defensive rankings. Number one, Braves.
No, you're not number one.
Hey, you got to be
on
the
list. We didn't play. Go ahead. Number one's actually Camden.
Technically, but Google Painting's going to be in here next week, even though they got a bye. So.
Usual Suspects is number two. All
right, so number two is Camden with 6. Number three is the Usual Suspects with 7. Number four is Rock Bottom with 7. So technically, they're both tied.
Yeah.
Number five is For the Win with 8. 6 is the Goonies with 13. 7 is Google Painting with 14. 8 is Performance Lab with 14. 9, Barely Washed with 15. 10 is the Ravagers with 18. 11 is Steel City with 20. 12, the Sloths with 28. 13 is the Prospects with 34. 14 is the Bulldogs with 36. And 15 is the Panthers with 45.
Mm.
It's not looking good for the Panthers defense.
Again.
they're already digging a hole that.
Yeah, that's a big. That's four
games.
Ranking-wise,
they're not going to be able to get out of.
Some people won't score 45 points the whole season.
I know. That's.
Yeah.
They give up 45 points. But for some reason, the Panthers always have a problem with defense. Always.
Yeah.
They put up points, but they can't stop anybody from scoring on them either, though.
Yeah.
So their offense scores, but they got to figure out something on their defense.
Yeah.
Something's not.
It is what it is.
Something's missing on their defense. All right.
Yeah.
So week one power rankings.
All right. Let's go.
Who's number one?
I would say regardless.
We got Camden, Performance Lab, and Rock Bottom.
I would say number one, I would go. Remember.
Back-to-back elite chance.
Steel City scored 45 points, but I'm not going to go off
of
that.
I mean, because it is based off.
These guys are still the champions, so I'm going to respect that and give them still the number one seeds.
You're saying Steel City has to put a little more work in before you can put them up there in the power rankings?
What was more of an impressive win? Steel City beating the Panthers or...
Neither.
Rock Bottom. Camden beating the Prospects.
Neither, because I expected them both to win.
Yeah, but by that
Steel
devastating...
City beating the Panthers by that much is probably more impressive than Camden. Camden whooping on the Prospects again.
All right, so I got Rock Bottom at number one. What about Performance Lab?
That's
what do you think about that?
They need to be up there, too.
I would go Rock Bottom.
NJ Labs?
No. No, I wouldn't go over NJ Lab. They lost to Steel City in the playoffs last season.
Well, we're not counting last season.
We're counting this
Bulldogs.
Season. So how can I put NJ Lab? So you're trying to tell me that NJ Lab beating the Bulldogs was more impressive than what Steel City did to the Panthers?
No, I think Steel City putting up that many points is more impressive. I expected Performance Lab to put up a lot of points.
Okay.
I didn't expect Steel City to put up that many points.
Me either. So I'm going Rock Bottom. I'm going Camden number two.
Steel City. Is either gotta be Steel City or
Steel
Performance
City,
Lab?
Steel City.
Then Performance Lab.
And then Performance Lab. And then after that, I haven't thought about it
very much. We got...
We're not in it because we didn't play. So.
I mean, you're still gonna be in the rankings.
No. We're not. We can't be in the power. Be in the power rankings. We didn't play.
You have to be in the power.
Everybody else played. We're last. Everybody else played.
If another team had a bye, you think we would leave them off the power rankings?
Yeah.
No, we'd put them where we think their team is going to be ranked.
I don't know where we'd be. You got to put us in there to put us next.
If you're going off of last season, you guys made it to the elite championship.
I get that, but this, like you said, it's not last season.
Yeah, but you didn't play, so all we have to go off.
That's what I'm saying.
Season.
That's why I said let's leave us all.
We can't leave you off. You have to be on there.
All right, then put us on there.
Right,
we're next.
The Braves are next. You got to be on there. You just being modest.
No, I'm not. I'm just being honest.
All right. So we got the Sloth, the Bulldogs, Usual Suspects, Ravagers, Panthers, Goonies for the win, Barely Washed, Google Painting, Prospects left.
I go Google Painting. I would go, oh, shit. Usual Suspects or Google Painting?
I would say Usual Suspects, then Google Painting.
Usual Suspects and Google Paint.
Sounds like they have a little more solid roster than Google Paint.
All right, we'll go Usual Suspects and Google Paint. And then I guess for the win after that. I mean, that's what I think.
Right, so we got Sloth, Ravagers, Panthers, Goonies, Barely Washed, Prospects.
All right, say that again. Who we got left?
So we got the Prospects, Barely Washed, Goonies, Panthers, Ravagers, Sloths. Sloths.
You go Sloth?
No, it just sounds so funny coming out of my mouth. I don't know. Sloths, like.
I would go either.
Owen said, what number did we have them at? 6. You guys are number 6. 6 out of 15. That's pretty good.
Fuck.
I'll put the Prospects next. Like,
I don't know if I can put the Prospects ahead of.
I mean, the Ravagers got a new
quarterback. Ravagers. Yeah, I would go Prospect. I would go Ravagers Prospects.
Where are you putting the Sloth at in there?
Then I would go Sloth after that. They lost. I mean,
they all lost.
Yeah, I know, but I'm going off of who lost didn't lose as bad.
I mean, they all put up about the same amount of points.
So I would go Ravagers.
Seven, seven, six.
I would go Ravagers, Prospects, Sloth.
Technically, if we're going off the last season, the Sloth beat the Prospects and won the championship.
All right, so
if we're
let's
going
go
off,
Ravagers, Sloth, Prospects.
If we're going off Val said Barely Washed.
You said Barely Washed? Next?
After 4 to win? So you say Barely Washed, number 9? I don't know if we can put them that high.
I wasn't thinking that.
Owen said, yeah, we know, and at 6, fair rating.
He said Barely Washed beat Google. No,
they
didn't.
They lost.
They lost, bro.
15 of 14.
Barely Washed lost. They lost. Yeah, okay, so.
We'll wait for his, there you go. He's saying.
Oh, he's asking. Okay, yeah. I thought you were,
no,
thought you were staying.
So,
nah.
Barely Washed lost, the Ravagers lost, and the Sloths lost. So, it's kind of, the Ravagers lost to the Usual Suspects, the Sloths lost to Rock Bottom.
Do you think the Sloth is better than Barely Washed?
That's it. Oh, okay, I thought they won.
Do you think Barely Washed is better than the Sloth?
I mean, Barely Washed has more talent than the Sloth. The Sloth has attendance issues, but they pull it out, man, in the
do
end.
Do you think... Stop tap dancing.
I don't know.
Do you think Barely Washed is better than
the
Sloth? The
Sloth has a better quarterback, but Barely Washed has more talent.
Yeah, answer
the
question.
I would say Barely
Washed. Do you think Barely Washed is better than the Sloth?
I would say Barely Washed is
do
better.
Do you think Barely Washed can beat the Sloth?
Probably.
I don't think so. I would take the Sloth, but
see,
okay.
The Sloth have a better quarterback, but Barely Washed has a better wide receiver core than the Sloths.
Okay, so where are we putting them at? They both lost.
And the Ravagers in there.
Okay, so where are you putting them at?
See, I wasn't even thinking Barely Washed there.
I wasn't either.
I said Ravagers, Sloth. aspects barely washed. Well, are we putting barely washed over to prospects? You think the prospects can beat barely washed?
Yeah, I do. I do.
You're just hating.
No, I'm not. I think the prospects are a better team than them.
Throwing out that. Oh, we got the Panthers, too. All right, so we got Panthers, Goonies. Panthers, Goonies.
Let's go.
Bulldogs.
Let's go Panthers. No, Panthers got smoked. Let's go.
They put up 20 points,
but so did
though,
the prospects,
against
though.
A veteran.
Well, that was a veteran team, yeah.
Old elite team.
All right, so who we got left? So I would go. So
we
barely
Panthers,
watch your Panthers.
We got Panthers, Goonies, Bulldogs.
I think Goonies is 15.
Did you say barely watch is next? Or Bulldogs? Nah, they did put up 14 points. All right, so Goonies is last. Then Bulldogs.
Yeah, then the Bulldogs.
Then the Panthers. I mean, Panthers, like, until they figure out that defense.
I don't know if the Panthers are, I think Panthers are better than barely watched, but whatever, we'll see.
Yeah, but until the Panthers can figure out that defense, man, barely watched, they'll score 45 points on them if they don't get that defense straightened out. It's the same thing every season.
All right, so.
Panthers' offense is high, and then they're.
Who would you move up, like, from what we've seen so far? So we got Rob.
Yeah, I wasn't out there this week, so.
I don't know, but.
They all said the Goonies won, right?
No, they lost.
They lost a 4-1, 13-8.
All right, let's go. Let's go. Let's just read it.
So number one, Rock Bottom. Number two, Camden. Three, Steel City. Four, Performance Lab. Five, Braves. Six, Usual Suspects. Seven, Google Painting. Eight, For the Win. Nine, Ravagers. 10, Sloth. 11, Prospects. 12, Barely Washed. 13, Panthers. 14, Bulldogs. 15, Goonies.
Yeah, I think that's where, I think that sits pretty.
It's week one.
Yeah.
I was not there this week, so I didn't see what any of these teams are working with. So I'm going off of last season and what you're saying.
Yeah.
Plus the footage that you got that I watched. So.
All right. I mean, that's cool.
I mean, if anybody don't disagrees with our power rankings, feel free to let us know. If you think we should move anything.
So we got Rock Bottom, Camden, Steel City, Performance Lab, Braves, Usual Suspects, Google Painting, For the Win, Ravagers, Sloth, Prospects, Barely Washed, Panthers, Bulldogs, and Goonies. I think that's fair.
I might switch to Sloth and the Ravagers.
Sloth and Ravagers?
You think Sloth can beat the Ravagers?
Yes. I think that's a close one.
Yeah.
I think that'd be a dog fight.
We'll see. I mean, if Barely Washed beats the Ravagers this past week, they'll be moving up. Moving on up.
We'll see. We'll see. Anything right, else? What else we got?
No, it's just me and you, so we'll do fantasy this week.
No, I'm kidding.
And that's it. I mean, we went over the week one games, offensive rankings, defensive rankings, and that's all we got for this week.
That's okay.
Under the belt. Get ready for week two. Your team had a bye last week, so
yeah.
You guys haven't had a chance at the field yet. So.
Nope, we ain't had none. Can I have some of it?
I know, this guy's been...
Can I have some
Christmas
of it?
Ever since the season ended, it's like, you know, when you're a kid and you're waiting for Christmas and it seems like it takes forever to get here? It seemed like this season took forever to get here.
Yeah, well, it'll
and
be...
Saying, Can't wait for the season to start, and it was June. It seemed like it was August forever.
Yeah, it did. August was long, but it is what it is. Let's rock.
Finally here. 5 days, and you guys can hit the field.
Yeah. That's what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, that's it, then. Let's applaud everybody.
That's it. Good job. We'll see if this last year's season was a lot of good competitive games. So hopefully this season we got the same. A lot of good competitive matchups.
Yeah. Man, it's fucking hot in here.
There's some lights. But, all right, so that's all we got for today. Make sure you guys subscribe to the channel. Hit the thumbs up. There's some money in the Cash App. Barbershop Talk Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. Make sure you subscribe to the channel and hit the like button. All of our social media links are in the description. And that's all we got.
Peace. Let's go. See everybody on Sunday. Let's
see
go.
On Sunday.
Go Braves.
Is that why you wore the Ravens shirt?
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't even realize that.
Who did we play them?
I didn't even realize that. I just figured that out. little blonde moment there. Trying to instigate. You didn't want to throw no salt on the wound, but you're throwing subliminal salt on the wound.
Subliminal.